What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
So, Eric Cantona, bonjour. C'est un grand honneur de vous rencontrer.
Merci.
Let's do the rest of the interview in English so that my audience can understand as well. But listen, I am so excited that you are coming to Dublin to perform music. This is phenomenal news.
Yeah, I don't know. It's something that I really love and excites me a lot. I did a tour in autumn. It was great, and I'm glad to come back on stage and share this energy and everything with the fans. I love it. I love the what we create all together.
You've done so many things in your life. You've played football. You've painted. You've written poetry. You've acted. You've done photography, and now you're a musician. Where does this love of the arts all come from, do you think?
I think it comes from my father. My father is a painter, and I love paintings. It took me and my brother to galleries when we were young. I paint myself. I really have this need of expressing myself. I love to observe the world and then create something special from this observation of the world and the people and the nature and everything.
Yeah. And was it during lockdown that you decided to take music seriously and get your guitar and learn to play and write songs?
Yes, during the lockdown that I spent hours and hours trying to learn a bit of guitar to be good enough to write songs.
Mm.
And I wrote a song, and then I worked with musicians, and then we created the show. Music, it's something special, great. It's like the music is inside of each human being. And when I am on stage, I feel this adrenaline and takes me, you know, and I love it.
I've watched you perform. I've seen videos of you performing, and your performances are incredible. When you come to Dublin, to Liberty Hall, and do Cantona Sings Eric, what will our fans expect? Are you talking a lot? Is it just singing? Are you engaging with the crowd? What will happen?
Yeah, I try to have the connection with the people, the connection through the music, the connection through the world, and also between songs, and like we are in the living room all together and have a good time. What happened on stage is it's also from the energy of the people. And I want to use this energy. It's very, very important to use the energy of the fans.
Well, Irish crowds are famously some of the best in the world, so I think you'll have a great time. I'm a huge Manchester United fan. I'm a huge Eric Cantona fan. In fact, so much when I met Gary Neville, I called him Sir by accident because I couldn't stop myself. So I feel like I should call you Your Highness. King Eric, yes. I know you don't. I know. I call Gary Neville Sir. Imagine.
Okay. Why not?
Exactly. I wonder. Do you have a favorite moment or memory? Not maybe on the football pitch at Manchester United, but maybe of your life in Manchester, or you know, maybe away from the cameras with your teammates, or something. Is there a favorite moment that you think of when you think of Manchester United, or is it all on the pitch?
When I was in Manchester, the first 2 years, I lived in a hotel.
Mm.
I love to live in a hotel, especially when you spend 2 years. And I felt completely free. I don't know. I had this feeling of freedom when I was in Manchester. I love to walk in Manchester. I love to go before the games and have a drink, you know, or alcohol. But just have a drink and dreaming and look at the people and... This city inspired me a lot. Yeah, and still inspired me. Changed a lot since the 90s.
Yeah.
Still a great city, but I'm a bit nostalgic about the Manchester from the 90s.
From the 90s.
The city and the vibe. from the 90s.
Well, we're nostalgic for the team of Manchester United from the 90s. Do you watch much Manchester United football nowadays?
I watch. I don't watch many games, but of course I watch the Premier League and Manchester United.
And are you hopeful that we can change our fortunes and bring back the glory?
Yeah, I think it's a great thing that Jim Ratcliffe came. And I think very soon Manchester we come back at the best.
Let's hope so. Would any of your former teammates be any good at singing on stage with you? Do you want me to see if Dennis Irwin or Roy Keane will join you in Dublin?
Yeah, we love them to come. If they want, they are welcome and buy them.
Okay, I'll let them know. I ask my guests all the same questions at the very end of an interview. So if I can ask you very quickly, one of those quick fire questions, what are you currently obsessed with, Mr. Cantona?
Oh, yes. All the time I think about something that I could create.
Okay.
I am in a project, I think, in another to the other one. I don't find the life so interesting.
Okay.
I just need to live in an imaginary world.
Well, we'd all love to join you in the imaginary world.
I love to observe the world, to create my own world.
Fantastic. Okay, my final question is, Eric, would you ever go back to Manchester United in some way if you were, I don't know, an ambassador or a coach or a manager or anything? Would you ever come back?
I don't know. For sure, I do a lot of things, maybe too many things. But if I have an opportunity to mix all kind of activities, yes, why not?
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Eric, I will see you on the Wednesday, the 10th of April in Liberty Hall in Dublin. Cantona sings Eric. I hope everybody goes along and it's going to be an absolutely amazing night. Thank you so much for talking to me today. It's an honor, Your Highness, to speak to you, Eric. So thank you very much for chatting.
Thank you. Thanks to you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. Thank you.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.